Life Audio.
Hey, sis, and welcome to Inside Out with Courtney. It's a podcast that helps thousands of women all around the globe, just like you, grow in Christ, character, calling, career, and community. Join me, along with occasional guests, as we talk about biblical truths, overcoming issues of life as Christian women, while also being encouraged and equipped for every good work as we await the return of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Courtney Richard, and after a quick commercial break, we'll get ready to start growing from the inside out.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, again, welcome to the show. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about how to prepare for the return of Christ in these end times. Now, if you don't know me, I am an end time warrior, and I love to keep my pulse on what's going on in our world as it relates to biblical times, end times in the Bible, right? And so with that being said, I'm going to be talking to you about this topic because I think it's very, very wise for us to just stay alert on things that are happening. Now, this is not about fear mongering or getting you afraid and things like that, but I do believe that Jesus would want you to be alert. And so some people like to watch the news like me, but some people don't, and that's okay. But I do want to just inform you. Some of you are listening to this right now because you are interested in end times. You're interested in seeing, like, what is she going to say about what's going on? And that's great. Continue to tune into this podcast because I am going to talk about it from time to time. But I also talk about life, practical issues and things and how we can grow in our walk with the Lord and all of that. So stay tuned for those topics as well. And I do talk about it from a biblical perspective. So without further delay, we're going to go ahead and dive into this talk. So what I like to do anytime I'm starting an episode is I like to break down words. And so the words that we're going to talk about, since we're talking about preparation, is going to be the word prepare. And so what it means by definition, it means to make something ready for or to consider, or to make someone ready or able to do or deal with something. And right now, there is so much that's happening in our world. So whether you're talking about it at church, in your community, or your online spaces, maybe you're seeing some things on social media, maybe you're talking about it in your home with your family, wherever you are, I mean, it is just a discussion of the day. And if you watch YouTube, you'll see all types of videos popping up and things like that. And of course, the news. And so we just want to make sure that we are staying alert because, again, Jesus would want us to. The question that I have as we get ready to start this talk, you know, and as you listen, however you listen, whether you're driving your car or sweeping the floor or folding clothes or just sitting down and being still or just maybe outside, just enjoying the breeze. But one of the things that I want to ask right out of the gate is, could we be the chosen generation to see the return of Jesus Christ? Now, we know that every generation was preparing. Every generation was getting ready. Every generation was like, could it be our day? And he said, you can tell by the signs. And so we know that there are so many biblical signs that are happening, so many prophetic signs that are happening right now. We also know that there are a few things that need to happen before Christ returns. And so I'm going to talk about that today. Now, I do want to say it doesn't matter whether you are pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib. It doesn't matter because I think it's just important for us to know. And I'm definitely going to share some scriptures on it, but it's just important for us to just prepare in every way, no matter what. Okay. So again, like I said, I posed that question, could we be that generation? And if we are, we need to be ready, right? And we need to also be able to prepare our families to be ready in every way. And those that do not know Christ, is just important. And I'm going to dive more into that in just a moment. So without further delay, we're going to go ahead and get started with a little bit more detail. Ready? All right, let's do it. So one of the scriptures that I want to start with is Matthew 24, and it's 42 through 44. And it says this, "You too must keep watch, for you don't know what day your Lord is coming. Understand this, if a homeowner knew exactly when a burglar was coming, He would keep watch and not permit his house to be broken into. You also must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when least expected. Now, I like to break down words, but I also like to talk about scripture and break it down as well. So for instance, think about it. If you knew your home was about to be broken into, wouldn't you be ready? Wouldn't you like keep watch to make sure that your house was going to be protected? Well, it's the same way in regards to waiting on the return of Jesus Christ. The Lord tells us to stay alert, to keep watch. And so even with our families, whether you're married, no kids, or with kids, you want to make sure that your household is ready when Jesus Christ comes. And we also want to make sure that we are making disciples and helping others to be able to come into the kingdom before it's too late as well. Okay, let's move on. Okay, so as we go on, I want to talk about some of the signs of the times that are happening right now. We just had, at the time of this recording, earthquake in New Jersey and New York. Now, they felt that and they were so scared. If you're living in that particular area, then you know exactly what it was like. But maybe you live in California. Maybe you live outside of the country. Maybe you're not living in the US and you've experienced earthquakes and you know how scary it can be. And the thing with earthquakes is that it happens when you're least expecting it. Sometimes you have a sign, sometimes there are some warnings, but a lot of times earthquakes just happen. And this is biblical signs. And we know that it's just going to ramp up. There are going to be more earthquakes that are going to be happening even closer and closer together and in diverse places, which means different places that are not expected. Then the other thing we just experienced, I'm not in Louisiana, but I'm from Louisiana, and Slidell, Louisiana actually experienced some really major, you know, tornadoes that were happening in their area. And that was pretty scary because tornadoes don't typically happen in New Orleans or Slidell. And so when they do touch down, it's pretty traumatic and tornadoes can be pretty scary. And let me just say this real quick. The signs of the times, the things that happen are to draw us closer to the Lord. He wants us to be ready. And sometimes he will allow things to happen. Sometimes he will even cause things to happen. And some people don't like to hear that, but it's the truth. Because if we look in Noah's day, he caused that rain to fall. Okay. He warned Noah, hey, build this boat because I am going to do something. I'm going to destroy everything on the outside. And so sometimes God will cause things to happen that are just supernatural beyond our understanding. And then there are times when the Lord is going to allow things to happen, like what he did with Job. Job had all these things that happened, but it was just a testing and a proving of his faith. And sometimes God will allow that to happen to prove and test our faith as well. And so whether that's storms of life or whether that is storms actually happening and things like that, it's all to just draw us back to the Father, or even draw some who are not in the kingdom yet to be able to come into the kingdom. So it's just his way of doing things, his way of allowing things to be able to draw people back to his heart. We also experienced the eclipse, and that just happened, if you're listening to this right now, in 2024. You may have seen it in 2017, but oh my goodness, we were in the path and we were able to see it. And it was just an amazing, beautiful, supernatural sight to see. It just showed you the power of God in the sky. It was amazing. And so we were surrounded around people who were from all different places, all different countries, and all different cities and states. And let me tell you, everybody was looking up. And that's exactly the way it's going to be when Jesus Christ comes. Everybody is going to be looking up. And those who are ready, those who are prepared, are going to be ready to go with Jesus Christ. When the angels swoop us up, come and get us from down here, if we're still alive during that time, and those who are dead in Christ will arise. Amen. They're going to arise before us. And so with that being said, it's going to be a beautiful thing for us to see as believers. But those who are not believers, it's going to be a terrible sight to see, because we're going to get out of here and they're still going to be here because they did not accept Christ in time. Basically, like they did not get on the boat, like with Noah and his family and the animals. Everything outside is going to be destroyed. And so people don't like to hear that, but it is the truth. It is God's wrath, because it's like, okay, you did not want me. I gave you time to repent. And because you did not choose me during that time, even though God chooses those who are his, we get that part. But the other side is they also have to accept the free gift of salvation. And if that doesn't happen, even if you're listening to this right now, if you haven't done that yet, then today, Jesus said, today, now is the time. Now is the day of salvation before it is too late. Okay. This is so important. And so God sometimes shows us signs in the sky to show us that he is a supernatural, powerful God, but we are looking up and we want to be ready when Jesus comes. He says, listen, when you see all these things happening, when you see these signs that are taking place right before his return, He says, your redemption draweth nigh. So we need to always be alert. There was also a hailstorm that happened in Texas. I live in Texas right after the eclipse. So you know that freaks some people out, right? But again, these things are like birth pains and they're going to continue to happen quicker and quicker and closer to one another. And again, it's all because Jesus loves us so much. God loves us so much that he wants to draw us closer to him, have a genuine fellowship, a genuine relationship with him, so that we can go with him once he sends his son, Jesus Christ, at the end of the age. Okay. So that's why this is so important. And I think that's why it's so important for us to have this talk today. So continue to listen in. We're going to go ahead and move on. Now, 2 Peter 3 and verses 3 and 4, this is what it says. And I'm also going to read verses 5 through 13. And this is actually coming from the New Living Translation. So if you have the New Living Translation, go ahead, pull it out, break it out. But if you have an ESV or any other version, I think it's really good to always read the Bible, parallel it to other verses and passages of scripture. But we want to make sure that we are diving deeper into the word. And I want you to listen right now if you're listening, but I also want you to take a deep dive in the word for yourself and just go back to these scriptures and allow this to just seep in to encourage you, to quicken you, to help you, to cause you to be alert and to be ready, but also to be able to share with others. Now, I do want to say we are living in a time, as I get ready to read this passage of scripture, where people are going to make a mockery and going to scoff at the fact that Jesus hasn't come yet. They're going to say that. You're going to see it online. People are going to talk about it when you're trying to witness to them. It's just a part of it. And Jesus experienced persecution even when he was here. And the early disciples experienced the same. And so there's a way that we respond to people who scoff or make mockery of the word, and Jesus Christ hasn't returned yet. So just get ready for it, because it's just a part of being a Christian. Okay. So let me go ahead and read 2 Peter 3, 3 and 4. And it says, most importantly, I want to remind you that in the last days, scoffers will come, mocking the truth and following their own desires. They will say, well, what happened to the promise that Jesus is coming again? From before the times of our ancestors, everything has remained the same since the world was first created. Now I'm going to go ahead and read verses 5 through 13. So hang on there. The Bible says, read the scriptures to the churches. And so that's exactly what I'm going to do. So let's go ahead and do that. Okay. So verse 5 begins with this. It says, they deliberately forget that God made the heavens by the word of his command, and he brought the earth out from the water and surrounded it with water. Then he used the water to destroy the ancient world with a mighty flood. And by the same word, the present heavens and earth have been stored up for fire. So the next time it's going to be destroyed by fire. So basically what God is saying is, the first time with Noah in the boat, and I've been talking about that, he's saying the next time is going to be by fire. And we know that a third of the earth is going to be burned up by fire. It goes on to say in verse 7, they are being kept for the day of judgment when ungodly people will be destroyed. This is why this is so key and so vital and crucial right now. It's just going to be, there's going to be either a meteor shower, a nuclear war, or whatever, but it's going to be really, really bad, and it's going to be fiery. All right. So this is what he's saying. He's like, he wants people to repent now. And I'm going to read that in just a second, because he knows that ungodly people are going to be destroyed. Again, people don't want to talk about this, and I don't know why. Pastors, even some pastors, I'm not going to say all pastors, but some pastors are even afraid to talk about this, and they're just going to tell the people what they want to hear. They're going to give them itching ear gospel. They're going to give them things that are going to tickle their ears, and they're not going to tell them sound doctrine. And so we want the whole word. We want the whole counsel of the word. Again, this is not about being fearful. However, there are some things that are going to shake some people up, to wake them, to say, hey, you don't want to be destroyed. You don't want to experience the wrath of God, which is true, and which is actually going to happen once we, the saints, get out of here, once the rapture happens. If you want to know more about the rapture, you can go ahead and take a deep dive into that. It's totally scripture. But it goes on to say in verse 8, it says, but you must not forget this one thing, dear friends. A day is like 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord isn't really being slow or slack about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. I don't know about you, but when you hear that, I think that is love. I know that is love. That is love to wait. I'm so glad that the Lord waited for me. Are you glad that he waited for you? Let's go on. It says he does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. It goes on to say in verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Then the heavens will pass away with a terrible noise, and the very elements themselves will disappear in fire, and the earth and everything on it will be found to deserve judgment. This is why we have to prepare. This is why we have to preach the gospel. This is why we have to share the good news of the kingdom of heaven that is coming. We want it, and we want to share it with others so that they can experience it as well. Verse 11 goes on to say, since everything around us is going to be destroyed like this, what holy and godly lives you should live, looking forward to the day of God and hurrying it along. Maranatha, right? Maranatha. It goes on to say, on that day, he will set the heavens on fire and the elements will melt away in the flames. But we are looking forward to the new heavens and new earth that he has promised, a world filled with God's righteousness. A new heaven, a new earth, a new Jerusalem. We hear that. And oh my gosh, that is going to be a day. It's going to be a heavenly day for those who are in Christ, but it's going to be a terrible day for those who are not ready. And they will be destroyed outside if they are not in the kingdom. They will be destroyed outside of the kingdom of God. So that is why it is so important. So we need to be living godly lives. I'm going to talk about that more in just a little bit. But right now we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we're going to dive into some things that are happening, some things to pay attention to, some things that are happening in our world, like AI and, you know, some mark of the beast stuff. You know, hang on, because I'm going to talk about all of that. Do not be afraid. You need to be alert and you need to be warned. So stay tuned for more. I'll be right back. Welcome back. We're going to go ahead and dive into more as we talk about the signs of Christ's return and how to prepare for it in these last days. So let's go ahead and dive on in. So I'm going to go ahead and read Luke 21 and 25 through 36. And this is what it says. And there will be strange signs in the sun, moon, and stars. And here on the earth, the nations will be in turmoil, perplexed by the roaring seas and strange tides. People will be terrified at what they see coming upon the earth. If you hear any pages turning, that's exactly what I'm doing, because I'm in the Bible. All right. It goes on to say, for the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then everyone will see the Son of Man coming on a cloud with power and great glory. So when all these things begin to happen, stand and look up, for your salvation is near. Your salvation is near. It goes on to say, then he gave this illustration. Notice the fig tree or any other tree. When the leaves come out, you know without being told that summer is near. In the same way, when you see all these things taking place, you can know that the kingdom of God is near. I tell you the truth, this generation will not pass from the scene until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will disappear, but my words will never disappear. Watch out. Don't let your hearts be dulled by carousing and drunkenness and by the worries of this life. Don't let the day catch you unaware like a trap, for that day will come upon everyone living on the earth. So keep alert at all times and pray that you may be strong enough to escape these coming horrors and stand before the Son of Man. Now, let me break this down. When it comes down to escape, this is what it's talking about in context, because I've studied it out in commentary and all the words and all the things. And so the word escape is talking about escaping the sting of the wrath of God. It's talking about escaping hell. So this is what this is about, just to get biblical understanding. All right. So it goes on to say, every day Jesus went to the temple to teach, and evening he returned to spend the night at the Mount of Olives. The crowds gathered at the temple early each morning to hear him. This is important because we need to be teaching the truth. We need to be teaching the word of God just as Jesus did. And so whatever that looks like, if you're a grandmother, talk and teach it to your grandkids. If you're an aunt, if you can talk to your nieces and nephews, go ahead and do that. If you're a mom, definitely talk to your kids, no matter how young or how old, even if they are out of your house, even if they are adults. Like, you can literally have a conversation over Christmas dinner or Thanksgiving dinner, or you can, you know, get together for lunch or dinner, or just have a phone call about it. I mean, there's so many ways to be able to talk about this, because it is just that vital. It is just that important. All right. I also want to read Matthew 24, 26 through 44. We again are reading the word of God, because I want you to hear it. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. But I also want you to take some time to read it. If you have your Bible, go ahead, open it up. If you're driving, just go ahead and listen in to the word of God. Here we go. Okay, Matthew 24, 26 through 44. It says this. So if someone tells you, look, the Messiah is out in the desert, Don't bother to go and look. Or look, he is hiding here. Don't believe it. Why? Why is he saying that? Because Jesus is going to come in the sky. The same way that he ascended into heaven is the same way he's going to come back. He's going to be in the sky. And that's what the angels told the early disciples. And so basically he's telling us now, and he told the early people who were wondering and the early disciples, you know, what's going to happen? What are the signs? And so he's saying, listen, don't look for me on the ground because I will not be on the ground again. I will not. I will be in the sky. And that is where I want you to look for me when I return. And so this is what it says in verse 27. It says, for as the lightning flashes in the east and shines to the west, so it will be when the Son of Man comes. Just as the gathering of vultures shows there is a carcass nearby, so these signs indicate that the end is near. Now, remember, look up, your redemption draweth nigh, right? So that's what he's saying. Where is lightning happening? Lightning is happening in the sky. And so everyone is going to see the coming of the Lord, the return of the Lord. Let's go on. In Matthew 24:29, it goes on to say, immediately after the anguish of those days, in the King James Version, it says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will give no light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then at last, the sign of the Son of Man is coming, will appear in the heavens, and there will be deep mourning among all the peoples of the earth, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels with a mighty blast of a trumpet, and they will gather his chosen ones from all over the world, from the farthest ends of the earth and heaven. Now, when we think about this and when we hear this and when you're listening to this right now, do you see what's happening? When Jesus comes, there's going to be deep mourning among the peoples of the earth. Now, when Jesus comes for us as believers, we're going to be excited to get out of here because it is going to be so bad down here. It is going to be so horrible down here. The persecution is going to be really strong against the saints and against the people in Israel. So we know it's going to be hard for the Jews as well. But this is all to help us to stand firm in our faith, right? As we go through hardship, as we go through persecution, God is wanting us, Jesus is wanting us to stand firm, to persevere, to endure until the end, until he comes, because he is going to return for us, dead or alive. He's going to return for us, okay? But there's going to be deep mourning among the peoples because so much is going to be going on down here. But those who are not in Christ, it's going to be a terrible day. And scripture warns us of that, okay? So again, I want to talk about this as well. When he comes, the angels, he's going to send forth his angels and he's going to send them out. Everybody is going to be looking up. It is not going to be a hidden rapture where people don't know what's going on. No, the saved and unsaved are going to look up because the trumpet sound is going to blast and everybody's going to hear it. So if people are asleep, taking a nap, whatever it is, if it's nighttime in their day, guess what? They're going to get up because that trumpet sound is going to be so loud. It's going to be so loud that they're going to go outside and they're going to do what? They're going to go and see what is going on. Where is this coming from? And so they're going to go outside and look up and then they're going to see what's going on. And so if there are family members in your house who are not saved, guess what? You are going to go up and they will not. And they're going to see you go up. Those angels are going to pick you up, swoop you up. And that's what it means when it says Jesus is going to come soon. The soon means swift. Those angels are going to get you swiftly. That is what swift. I did a study on that. I was like, what does soon mean? Because we've been hearing that Jesus Christ is going to come soon. But it's been over 2,000 years. And so when we look at that, and that's not me being a scoffer, but that's me really taking a deep dive in the word to understand what does that word soon means. And when I did a study on it, it means swift. It means it's going to be fast. That's why he says he needs you to be ready. You're not going to be able to run into the house, go get something, none of that. The Bible even talks about that. You're not going to be able to do that. You're going to have to be ready. So that's why it's important to get your house in order. That's why it's important to share the word of God, to not be afraid to share the truth that is going to actually make people free. Okay? So let's move on a little bit more. It goes on to say, now learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branches bud and its leaves begin to sprout, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see all these things happening, you can know his return is very near, right at the door. I tell you the truth, he's saying it again, this generation will not pass from the scene until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will disappear, but my words will never disappear. However, no one knows the day or hour when these things will happen, not even the angels in heaven or the Son himself, only the Father knows. He goes on to say, when the Son of Man returns, it will be like it was in Noah's day. There will be two men will be working together in the field. One will be taken, the other left. Two women will be grinding flour at the mill. One will be taken, the other left. Did you hear that? We have to be ready. He says, so you too must keep watch, for you don't know what day your Lord is coming. We got to be ready. We must be ready. Okay, so now let's go to 2 Thessalonians 2:1. If you have your Bible, go ahead and break it open. But if you're listening, you can go ahead and just listen in, okay? All right, so it says, now, dear brothers and sisters, let us clarify some things about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and how we will be gathered to meet him. This is talking about the rapture. It says in verse 2, don't be so easily shaken or alarmed by those who say that the days of the Lord have already begun. Do you know, I heard this, I saw this somewhere on a YouTube video or something, and someone said, Jesus has already come. Or maybe it was in an IG post or something, which is Instagram. And somebody said, he's already come. And that right there is false. That's false teaching. That's not biblical. It's not sound. Remember, Jesus Christ is going to come in the sky. Everyone's going to know it. The dead in Christ are going to rise first, and those who remain on earth are going to be taken up. We just read about that. And so if someone says that, you can totally just throw that out because that is not biblical. That's false teaching, okay? So you just keep it moving forward and keep trusting and keep waiting. So it goes on to say, it says, don't believe them. And I'm telling you the same thing. Do not believe them. Even if they claim, this is what Paul is saying, even if they claim to have a spiritual vision, a revelation, or a letter supposedly from us, don't be fooled by what they say, for that day will not come. Pay attention. Listen as I read this, because this is your Bible. This is my Bible. This is the word of God. This is what Paul is telling the Thessalonian church. And he's telling us this today through the written word of God that has been inspired by God, that God wanted us and them to read and hear. Okay. Listen up. It says, for that day will not come until there is a great rebellion against God and the man of lawlessness is revealed, which we know is the Antichrist. It's the one who brings destruction. He will exalt himself and defy everything that God calls God in every object of worship. He will even sit in the temple of God, claiming that he himself is God. He says, don't you remember that I told you about this when I was with you? And so please remember that I told you about this, dear listener, when I was with you through this podcast, through this audio message, okay? Because it is so important for you to know the signs of the times, because this is going to help you to prepare. We have heard for years that we're not going to know who the Antichrist is because we're going to be out of here. That is not a sound doctrine. That is something that has been created in recent years. And so a lot of churches have adopted it. Not everyone, not all of them have adopted it. And even I believed it at one time. I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to get out of here. It's going to be great. But this scripture tells us something different. It tells us that the man of lawlessness will be revealed. It will be a great apostasy. People walking away from the faith, people walking away from the truth, from what they were taught and what they knew was the truth, was biblical truth, not legalism, biblical truth. And we know that that's going to be a great falling away before Christ returns. So why do so many negate? Right after that, it says that the man of lawlessness is revealed. So we don't know who the Antichrist is right now, but one day we will, because scripture tells us that it has to happen before we get out of here. And we have signs. And so there are some people that you can kind of look at or maybe study and see and be like, that could be the one, or this one could be the one. You don't have to get caught up in that because there's so much speculation about who it is, but God will reveal who it is when it's time. In the meantime, just like Paul told the Thessalonica church, I'm going to tell you the same thing. Keep working. Keep doing what God's calling you to do. Keep living holy. Keep living a righteous life. Keep sharing the gospel. Keep doing the things that God has called you to do in your home and beyond. Okay. That is what the Lord would want us to do, because the early disciples, they thought Jesus was going to come right back. Like, he was going to go up and he was going to come right back. And it's over 2,000 years. And so we just need to keep working. And that's the same thing Paul had to do. He had to warn them. He said, listen, just keep working. Just keep doing what you're doing. These things have to happen first, right? The man of lawlessness is going to be revealed. There's going to be this great rebellion against God. He's going to defy himself. He's going to do all these things. And then he's going to wage a war against the saints. And so who are the saints? Who are the elect? And the Bible talks about the saints and the elect. Well, we are the elect. We are the saints, as well as the Jews. And he's praying for their conversion as well. So if you are a Jew, let me just tell you, you are the apple of God's eye. You're the apple of his eye. And he loves you. And the only reason why he hasn't sent his son, Jesus Christ, to come is because he loves you so much that he wants you to be saved. He wants you to repent and to live a life, to turn and fellowship with him. He loves you just that much. And a lot of us are Gentiles. We've been engrafted. We've been adopted into the kingdom. And so he's waiting on us Gentiles to be able to come in. And so this is so important for us to understand. Jesus hasn't come yet because he's waiting for so many to repent. And that is love. That is love. And so these things are signs of the times. All the things that we're seeing in the sky, all the earthquakes, the tornadoes, the things that are happening, the crime that has gone up, all this stuff is going to get really bad. It's going to get really, really rough down here before Christ returns. And we are going to want to get out of here. And that's why he says, I have to shorten the time lest the very elect be deceived. Now, as I get ready to close, I'm going to read from Revelation 13:10, and I'm also going to read from Revelation 13:16, 17. And you know, I said that I was going to say something about the mark of the beast. Do not go anywhere. Don't turn this off. It's just food for thought, something to think about. It is actually good spiritual food for thought and to prepare, to get yourself ready. Okay. So this is what it says. It says, this means that God's holy people must endure persecution patiently and remain faithful. He required everyone, this is the Antichrist, he required everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to be given a mark on the hand or on the forehead, which was either the name of the beast or the number that represents his name. Reader, pay attention. Because this is exactly what Jesus said. He wants you to pay attention. He wants me to pay attention. Let's go on. We know right now that there are so many things that are being put in place right now. There is the Mark of the Beast system that is coming. Right now, Amazon is trying to get in all of the Whole Foods store and partner with other companies and businesses to be able to get their new Amazon One in all of these places. And it basically, this is what it says. It says the fast, convenient, contactless way to use your palm to pay at a store, present a loyalty card, enter a venue or badge into work. This is Amazon One. Let me say that one more time for the people in the back who didn't hear it. Okay. It says Amazon One. Now this is happening right now. This is being set up right now. Okay. If you go to Whole Foods store, you'll see it in the store. Just go walk in there. I did a video on it on my IG page. You can check it out. It's pinned. But that's happening right now. I actually went into the store and saw it for myself with my own two eyes. Okay. All right. So this is what it says. Amazon One, the fast, convenient, contactless. All right. COVID helped us with this. This is what God allowed. Remember I talked about what God allows? God allowed COVID to happen for a variety pack of reasons. And I'll talk a little bit more about that one day, but not right now. All right. For sake of time. But the contactless stuff, yeah. Like when you go to venues and you can't pay for cash, you can't pay with cash. And now we have Venmo and we have Cash App and all those things and more that's probably coming as well. Well, let me just tell you, this is what Amazon One is doing. The fast, convenient, contactless way to use your palm. Remember, we're not going to be able to buy or sell without the mark in our what? Hand or forehead. We can just scan your head to pay at a store, present a loyalty card, enter a venue. You won't be able to go to any concerts. You won't be able to go to any stores, anything that's going to any conferences, anything like that, or a badge into work. If you got to go to work, guess what? If you don't show that palm, you're not getting into work. You are not going to be able to clock in to get paid. Okay. You're not going to be able to get your groceries. You're not going to be able to do the things that you like to do. And COVID was a test run. It was a test run. pass this podcast on to someone that needs to hear this. I really want you to share this podcast episode with family members and friends because it's just that important and we're seeing it in our day. You can look it up for yourself, okay? They can look it up for themselves. This is happening on our watch, in our time, and in our generation. Let's move on. We are moving into that cashless society right now. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? You know, we know that we have Elon Musk who's getting Neuralink. I mean, oh my gosh, there's just so much going on with that, which is basically he's using it in a way for a variety pack of ways. But one of the ways is that he's going to be able to heal people like diseases and people, all these things have all this stuff going on in their bodies. Well, he has Neuralink and he's using it as a way to be able to say that people will be able to just miraculously be healed of this, like medicine, like modern medicine, pretty much that's going to be going on. And it's not just going to be for that. It's going to be used for a variety of ways. So just stay alert. You'll be able to pay. You'll be able to have all of your phone numbers in your head. You'll be able to, if you want to just call someone, you just have to like, just say it, just like with Alexa. So look it up, Neuralink, and check it out for yourself. This is being done right now. We have AI, all the things about AI, there's ChatGPT, and I use ChatGPT and all the stuff. But when things start getting crazy, it's a no for me. Okay, it's a no for me. So I don't know. You may not even be on the ChatGPT or any of some of the other AI programs and things like that. But I would caution you, and I'm going to caution myself, we got to keep watch. We just got to keep watch, and we have to realize there's some things we're just not going to do. So use discernment for what you're signing up for. Let's move on a little bit more because I want to talk more about this. We're also seeing these headsets pop up. Meta, Facebook, however you want to go ahead and say it. They have Oculus and there's Quest and there's Vision Pro with Apple. And then they have the glasses, the Ray-Bans and things like that. This virtual world, this virtual reality, the VR, it seems like it's fun, but there's something to it. If you look up the movie, it's Revelation, it's an apocalypse movie. You can go on YouTube and look it up. And I believe it's called Revelation. Go ahead, pull that up. And fast forward all the way to kind of like the middle of the movie. You can kind of see where you see these headsets. This movie was done in either the 1990s or maybe the late 80s. But if you check that movie out, you can look it up. Check it out. It's live. It's ready for you to watch on YouTube. You will see what this is all about. This is a setup, y'all. This is a setup. And let me tell you, let me give you a little story. One day for Christmas, actually, maybe either it was last year or the year before last. And they've been doing a whole lot of advertising for this, okay? And it's going to ramp up and it's going to get less expensive because it's just going to be just, I believe it's just going to be just like the cell phones, where the cell phones were so expensive at one time, but then all of a sudden they lowered the prices so that everyone can get it. I believe the same thing's going to happen with either the glasses, whether it's the headset or whether they're going to make contacts for it, make it real easy for us. But it's just this new virtual world. And again, COVID got us set up for this, okay? So with that being said, I want to say something about the VR. I went to the store and it was Christmas time and my son wanted the Oculus and, you know, this thing is almost $400 and I'm going to the store, it's Walmart, it's late, I'm getting one of the gifts. And when I asked the clerk, I said, I want to get the Oculus and I'm thinking about getting it. And so she went to go grab her key and she was opening up the case. And as she was opening up the case, she said, "Do you really want this?" And I said, and I paused for a second and I said, "Why do you say?" And she said, "I don't know." She was like, "I just don't trust Mark." And I said, "You know what? Never mind." I had already had some reservations, but you know, with your kids, you're like, you know, you're thinking about getting something. It's going to be fun. And even though I'd seen the movie, you know, all the things, it was the Holy Spirit that quickened me and said no. And the reason why is because it may seem fun for now. Don't get me wrong. It seems amazing. I'm like looking at all the commercials. I was in the Apple store the other day getting my computer fixed and they had massive, massive advertising. I mean, it was all over the screen. People were trying it in the stores. It's advertised on the glass when you're walking in, like this whole Vision Pro. I mean, they are really marketing it like crazy right now. But it's going to be a matter of convenience. It's going to be like, this is so beautiful. This is so awesome. Oh my gosh, you just immerse yourself in this. I mean, it's awesome. You can exercise in it. You can work inside of it. You can talk to people inside of it. You can meet new people. You can have connections. You can go to conferences inside, worship. You can do all the things. Like literally people are getting baptized in these things. Okay. It's crazy, but they're making it seem like it's so innocent, but there is a time inside of those things where things are going to shift. If you look at that movie, you'll see this was made years ago and now we're seeing it on our clock. in our generation. So not to beat a dead horse, but I want to put you on alarm. It may seem fun and innocent right now, but it is going to shift. And you don't know what's going inside those headsets when your kids are watching, but the enemy has a plan for it. So stay alert and keep watch. The movie was made for a reason and God allowed it. All right. As we get ready to close, Revelation 13, 5 and 7 says, and he was given authority to do whatever he wanted for 42 months, which is 3.5 years. And that's the Antichrist. And the beast was allowed to wage war against God's holy people and to conquer them. Another version says his saints. Another version says the elect. We're the elect. We're the saints. Okay. God's holy people, the Jews. He's going to wage a war against the Jews and the Christians. So stay alert. This is on the horizon. This is not God's wrath on us. We do not, as believers, we do not experience God's wrath. Those who do not want the Lord, remember he said they will be destroyed. Everything outside is going to be destroyed, just like it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah and Noah, right? In Noah's day, everyone was destroyed outside of the ark. And with Sodom and Gomorrah, everything was destroyed in the city. And what did he say? He told Lot's wife, the Bible tells us, remember Lot's wife, do not look back. Do not look back. I need you to be obedient. I need you to just face forward. I'm going to destroy everything behind you. Just keep walking. Just keep going. Just stay faithful. Just come on. That's exactly what he's telling us. I need you to stay forward. Don't try to get involved and indulge in that stuff in the world. No, I need you to stay focused. I need you to stay focused on me because I'm going to destroy everything outside. So it's not God's wrath to his people, because the Bible even says Lot was a righteous man. Those who have their righteousness in Christ, we will not be touched. We will not be touched by God. There will not be a wrath from God. But Satan, there is going to be persecution. He is going to wage a war against us. And so what does the Lord tell us? He wants us to endure. He wants us to hold on and to hang in there. And I'm going to read the scripture as we get ready to close out. In Revelation 13, 9 through 10, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Anyone who is destined for prison will be taken to prison. Anyone destined to die by the sword will die by the sword. This means that God's holy people must endure persecution patiently and remain faithful. So in all of this, God is saying, stay faithful, have patient endurance. Do not take the mark. It's going to be hard. It's going to be tough. Stand firm. This is where the body of Christ is going to have to be like the book of Acts. We're going to have to stand together if we are that generation to see the coming of the Lord. Well, that's it for now. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I know it was a little bit longer than some of the other episodes, but I thought this was really important to be able to have this conversation, to be able to have this talk. So stand firm, my sister. If you're a brother listening to this, stand firm unto the end. Jesus is going to come back for us, and we want to be ready. Thanks so much for joining me today. Well, I pray that this episode has helped you. Also, if you need prayer or just want to let me know how this episode has served you, you can email me directly at insideoutwithcourtney@gmail.com. Also, be sure to connect with me on social media, subscribe to the Inside Out with Courtney podcast and blog, and don't forget to tell other women about it. I'd also love it if you could leave a review, and also don't forget to grab a freebie of your choice at CourtneyRichard.com. If you're hosting an event, let me know all about it by visiting CourtneyRichard.com/booking. Now, before I go, I just want to take a quick moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with me on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. And let me tell you something, they've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and so much more. All right, and that's it for now. Until next time, remember, Jesus Christ is coming back soon. So let's get ready from the inside out.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.